Our coverage of the Jim Duncan Invitational continues with a Pella group who just earned themselves a blue standard in the 4x100-meter relay. I'll have each of them introduce themselves.
Abby Melvin.
Haley DeVries.
Cameron Trine.
Tony Truer.
And the four of you, as I just mentioned, punched your ticket to be back here in 2 weeks at Drake Stadium. Abby, obviously, you're a veteran up here. You've been here before. What did it mean to be back here today and now know you're officially going back in a couple weeks?
It feels great because last year we were the 96th team to go in, so it feels great knowing that we actually earned it and like we hit the standard like we needed to. And from the get-go, Rass has said that this team is going to do something great this year, and it's just really nice to see it all play out.
And you've been very busy today, jumping and running and all the above. What does it mean, though, for the first time to be here in high school and to have this opportunity?
It means a lot. It's definitely quite the experience, and I'm really excited to run.
Well, and Camry, you're no stranger to being here. What does it mean to be back and to see so many of your teammates doing well here today?
It's just amazing to see what we can all do as we put together a team. I feel like we have a great chance this year at State with all the events coming together. We got some good throwers, some good jumpers, some great hurdlers this year too. So it's exciting to see it all come together.
Well, and Jen and Eve, you're part of a really big freshman class who's making an immediate impact, which doesn't always happen. What has it been like getting acclimated with this team, and what's it like being a part of this, even in your first year, knowing that you're having a big role and responsibility?
It's been great so far. Everyone's been really nice and supportive and being a great teammate. So, yeah, it just means a lot.
Well, and Abby, how exciting is that? That last year you had a good team, some injuries kind of, you know, limited potential. This year it seems like the sky is really the limit for this group, not only the Drake Relays, but obviously at State. And what's it like helping these freshmen along, getting them up to traditions and standards, and knowing that they're going to be a big part of this team too?
It's really great. We worked a lot in the off season, and I think it's really starting to pay off. And, like, even today had 3 top 5 finishes, so I just think it's really nice to see it all work out, like I said, and I just think it's awesome that the freshmen can come in and really help the team out.
Well, and how exciting is it now in your freshman season? You get to come back here at Drake Stadium in a couple weeks, and what's that like, and how does that build your confidence throughout the season, knowing you're getting to run against the best of the best again?
Freshman year doing this, it's really a big honor, and I think that kind of builds confidence for the rest of my high school career.
Well, and Camry, you get to go back here in a couple weeks as well, and this team has so much potential. How do you hope to use the Drake Relays, not only as a competitive opportunity, but one that's going to get you better for where you want to be at the end of May?
Drake is just a great opportunity to compete against people from all classes and not just 3A, and it's really got some great competition to push us going into State and State qualifying.
And Jen and Eve, how just excited are you for these next couple weeks, knowing you're going to have a couple more races in between, but you get to be back here?
I'm pumped. I'm super grateful for this opportunity, and I'm just really happy.
Pella's 4x100 relay, breaking a blue standard, joining many of their teammates at Drake Stadium in a couple weeks. Ladies, congratulations, and we'll see you in a couple weeks at the Blue Oval. Thank you.
Thank you.